This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Today I'm interviewing Una of Cold Cuts. How are you?
I'm doing good today, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Una started volunteering for CFUV in 2015 when she was recruited by her coworkers at the Munchie Bar.
Well, it started, I think, with probably Liv Perry. And I was like, Liv, you have a show? She's like, yeah, you should have a show, Una. And I'm like, no. She's like, yes, you really should. And I'm like, maybe. Like, I've been trying to volunteer. And she's like, you have to do it. And you have to follow through with it. And you actually have to continue the volunteering. Because if you give up, then it just won't happen. I was like, okay, fine, I'll try.
So was it Liv that kind of pushed you through then?
It was everyone at the Munchie Bar and also Alba. Actually, she was always one step ahead of me. Okay. She's like, okay, come on, catch up. So it was always good. It was kind of nice to have that support. Mm-hmm.
And Alba was working at the Munchie Bar as well?
No, Alba and I met in res, and we were living together in residence in first year. And then we lived together this year for second year. And yeah, so we were constantly around each other. And we'd always be sharing music, and we're like, we should do something about this. Yeah. Yeah.
From the encouragement of Liv and others, Una flew through radio training and started co-hosting Cold Cuts with her friend Alba. Their radio segment encompasses two very different styles of music.
I try to say that I play like some psychedelic post-punk stuff, but honestly, I kind of just play whatever I think sounds really good, but we do. So I try to focus in on that, and Alba kind of focuses in on feminist punk, and we try to balance it out and try to mix it up. And
sweet.
Yeah.
How do you make the two very differing styles work together in one show?
So once we started last January, we were kind of challenged. We were doing it together every week and alternating like sets of music breaking, and it just wasn't working, or it kind of was working. So we try to alternate, or we try to blend it so that we think it sounds a little bit nicer flow. But what we're planning to do once we're back together is we will do 1 week that I will do the show and pick the music, and 1 week she'll do the show and pick the music.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of just alternate. But then sometimes we'll be in the studio together. We'll try to do an on-off thing.
What made the change from going from doing it both at the same time to doing it at like one after the other?
I think we just got both so excited that we ended up just talking so much and there was just no music being played, but we were having such a good time. So we thought we'd have to somehow balance it out that we're getting the best of both worlds. Like, we're still able to like compliment each other and have a good time together in the studio while not just taking over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Cold Cuts is very much kind of like friends hanging out, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what our best times, like, we just like, oh, we're gonna go hang out in a studio and listen to some great music together and talk about it.
That's super cool. Yeah. It's kind of like an eye in on like a friendship.
Yeah, that's really neat. That's pretty fun.
Una brought the positive energy she is known for on Cold Cuts to this year's fun drive.
didn't really know what to expect. I think it was my first time actually using the levels by myself. And I had my friend come on and we were like, okay, let's just hang out. Like, nobody's going to donate. And then we actually really started to get like a little competitive. We're like, okay, we need to get someone to donate to us like right now. So we're trying really hard. We were playing the most bizarre albums. And yeah, it was just a really good time. And then seeing everyone working together and having someone call in and donate is so rewarding. And we found out like how much we love CFUV through that, because we're like, we actually do want to work really hard for this because it really does matter to us, you know? So It's an important part for sure.
How do you get people that aren't involved with CFUV interested and excited to donate during Fund Drive?
I just talk too much. But I think everyone can see the value in local music, because I think every music is something that connects to everyone in some way, I believe. And I think once you kind of explain it to someone and they kind of get a grasp of like how it's important to you, you can kind of see its value to them also.
Yeah.
What is there to say when in front of you the lady?
Not only do you volunteer at CFUV, but you also helped out at Pretty Good Not Bad Fest this year. Why is volunteering important to you?
It's not only nice to be a part of something, but that's kind of a side where that's like kind of a selfish thing, but it's mainly just supporting something that you know you would enjoy going to. So being able to like make it possible for the community to enjoy going to is really important, I think.
And how do you as a CFUV DJ help support the Victoria music community?
Well, I try to go to as many shows as I can because Victoria has a great music scene. And I try to volunteer where I can. I try to promote as much as I can on the radio and off the radio. And yeah.
Now I fade out. I was never meant to stay.
You mentioned that being a student was kind of pulling you away from your love for music. Tell me more about that.
In high school, I actually was at school for music, so half of my day was music. And I just had like music surrounding me 24/7 pretty much. Like it was more than like 7 hours a day, it would always just be. And then once I got here, I was like, yeah, you can continue that. And I would always be like exploring new finds because that's what I could do. And once I got to first year, I was kind of like, oh, you actually have school to do and actual courses. And it kind of just pulled me out. And I was listening to the same albums over and over, which isn't bad. I was like, you know, I kind of want to take a step further because I know Victoria has a great music scene. I just wasn't involved.
How does CFUV help feed your need for music?
CFUV like is just a big meal. It's great. From the chart releases like every week, I just get so much new info, and it's just so great because I've discovered so many great artists that way. The people is just knowledge in every single one of everyone, different, and just provides so much great stuff. And yeah, the community that the people create also fosters so many great events that can provide with like music and feeds me and feeds everyone. Yeah. Go.
Would you say that CFUV has rekindled your love for music?
Yes, in a different way. Absolutely.
Okay. What's the different way?
I look for things now in music a lot more that I didn't. My love for music before was like playing music or being a part of music, and now you're being part of it in a different way by supporting it almost and playing it yourself on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the biggest difference you notice in those two things, like playing versus listening?
Appreciation and less judgment for sure. And just it kind of feeds that fire to want to like pursue your passions and also like support passions.
CFUV has brought Una back to her musical roots, and she has been using CFUV to learn more about the city she lives in. She gives back by providing much-needed volunteer work. Today's last track is Odessa by Caribou. This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Una, co-host of Cold Cuts, which airs from 8 to 9 p.m. on Mondays. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, find them on your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV. There she goes, there she stands up for everything she chose.